This podcast is brought to you by our sponsors at Loserpool. Be the last man standing and win £1,000 guaranteed at loserpool.com. For all your taxi needs, download the ADT Taxi app on your smartphone and book your taxi now at ADT Taxis. Welcome to this week's episode of the Leicester Fan TV video and podcast content. I'm live on Love Sport Radio. I'm just waiting for them to ping in now. Charlie Hawkins on Love Sport Radio for the 8 p.m. Leicester City fan show. Going to talk all sorts to do with the Man City fixture from the weekend. I'm going to go all out on the VAR decisions as well. And we'll be talking about the Norwich fixture coming up at the weekend as well. Make sure you check us out on Love Sport Radio by visiting the Love Sport Radio app, or you can listen on DAB as well at Love Sport Radio, or visit their website at lovesportradio.com. Right, Charlie, I'm waiting for you. Let's go. Come on. Yeah?
You are listening to the Leicester City Fan Show with me, Charlie Hawkins, and Lee Chappie on Love Sport Radio. Lee, bring us into the show, please, today, mate.
You are listening to the Leicester City Fan Show with me, Lee Chappie, the regular now on Love Sport Radio. Make sure you get the app. Make sure you listen to us online. And we are now on DAB as well, Love Sport Radio. Charlie, let's go.
Let's go, mate, 100%.
Let's go.
Well, it is the Leicester City Fan Show this evening on Love Sport Radio. You're listening to me, Charlie Hawkins and Lee Chappie. Already, you can tell it is going to be a bubbly, positive show. Maybe, though, that is all that's positive, because Leicester, one win in six now, but it is your Foxes takeover. What are you making of it? Tweet us at Love Sport Radio or call us 0208 7020 558. It was Man City on the weekend doing the double over Leicester, 1-0 on a clean sheet for them, a hatful of chances, maybe deserving of those 3 points. But what did you make of the contest, Lee? Because it could have gone either way if Vardy had scored and not hit that woodwork.
One big chance blown. Vardy's got to put that away. He's hit the post. Unlike him, he hit it well, but it's just not going for him, is it? It's not falling for him. I don't think he's 100% fit still yet from his glute problems that he's had. that's the proper term.
I like that. Well saved.
Leicester just... Oh, man. 5 points, is it, in the last five games in Premier League?
Yeah, it's not going well. One win in six, and you speak about Vardy, and obviously we know how when Vardy performs well and when Leicester are doing well, they go hand in hand. It is a marriage there. Vardy hasn't scored in a while. Leicester, one win in six. I don't want to go overboardly, but what is the way that you can describe this sticky patch, this rocky patch at the minute?
This isn't from me, but this is from Twitter, and people, there's fans saying that if we were in a different position right now, like if we were lower in the table, there would be a lot of people calling for Brendan Rodgers' head.
No, come on.
I swear, this is what's being typed on Twitter. I know you get your trolls and your idiots online, but seriously, that's what people are putting. They're putting this out. I can't believe I'm reading it either. But hey, I don't know if that's real fans or fickle fans. I'm not sure, but hey. It's a thing.
Yeah, but Lee, and I know it's not you that's calling for that. He's done a wonderful job. We know football is cyclical. Ups and downs is a roller coaster, certainly in the Premier League. And it's probably this patch at the minute, seemingly worse, because how good Leicester were at the start, that blistering start to the season. But if we can take a positive, and we can take a positive approach to it, a better perspective, still within this rocky patch, they are still up there, still in those Champions League places, and still with a 9-point gap. I mean, it just highlights how well they've done overall this season, Lee.
Exactly. We are third, ladies and gentlemen. Third. Third in the top tier of English football. Seriously, give your heads a shake.
Give your heads a wobble.
Exactly.
Who are these fans calling out for Brendan Rodgers? It's madness.
I don't know.
These are probably the same fans that when Brendan Rodgers was linked with Spurs or Arsenal, they said, oh, please don't go. And now the fickle nature of it, they want him out.
Football's fickle, mate. At the end of the day, Riyad Mahrez got booed out of the building before the ball was even kicked off. That's a Leicester legend, by the way, that's won the Premier League. Now, I know he's been he's said some bad things. He's not, you know, been the best in the press with Leicester, saying that he wasted 2 years of his life here and blah 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 blah. But who really knows if that was him saying that or if that was just, you know, usual media click material.
Clickbait material for the Foxes, Lee. Well, I want to talk, though, because even though some sections, a quarter of the fans maybe are saying, oh, Brendan Rodgers, they're worried, they're concerned, there are some fears there, a lot of fans were still having fun, even after Man City took the lead, and were already suggesting about the European tour that Leicester will embark on next season.
Yeah, like I said, I think probably 4, maybe 5 weeks ago now on the show, I think it will be a massive failure if we don't, you know, if we don't secure this Europe spot. I think that'll be a big failure now. But I can't see anything else but a Champions League run. I just can't see anything else.
We're talking about Brendan Rodgers coming in for a little bit of stick and criticism. I've noticed, Lee, on social media as well, because it's where we go for our instant reactions after the game, all the hot takes, that Ben Chilwell has come in for a little bit of stick as well. What are you making of the stick that he's receiving and his form of late?
Yeah, again, I think I've said this on the show before. Ben Chilwell leaves a lot to be desired in his defending. He leaves Soyuncu in particular in trouble a lot. He leaves him with two men usually. Not so much on this game, I don't think, because he had Christian Fuchs sitting behind him. But when he's playing as an actual left back, his weaknesses really show. Unfortunately, the rest of the footballing world only see the highlights of his performances on, say, Match of the Day and see him play for England. They don't see the full 90 minutes for Leicester and what he actually doesn't do well, which is his actual defending isn't the best. He's great going forward. Young lad learning his craft still, but he has got some weaknesses at left back. He really does leave us open.
Your accumulator letting you down again. You've cashed out early and you just can't win. Prehistoric football coupons? Nah. Have a think about it. Why not play a new way? At Loserpool, pick a loser and win £1,000 in a last man standing tournament. Be a loser and win at Loserpool. Enter for free now. Visit loserpool.com.
Honestly.
Wow, I'm surprised to hear that. But obviously it's true. If you're not watching the Foxes for 90 minutes week in, week out, because we spoke about his ability, his potential, you know, he is in the England setup. Is this that he does have genuine flaws and vulnerabilities in his game? Or is it because at the minute, Leicester aren't firing on all cylinders and he's kind of fallen into that trap with them?
Look, I'm in the cop, the SK3, and I watch the games when I'm there, and I'm telling you now, he does leave Soyuncu in trouble. There's been the odd time where Brendan's actually switched Soyuncu and Johnny Evans around in that middle bit, just because of maybe the communication between Soyuncu and Chilwell isn't great. I don't know, but clearly Rodgers has spotted it as well. So it's not something that's not known to the Leicester camp. I mean, you only got to look at Ricardo Pereira on the right. He doesn't do the same as Chilwell. It doesn't leave floors open. He's the complete right back. Chilwell is just still learning his craft, I think.
Yeah, and what about Tielemans? Because he was someone that did have a little drop in form in it himself, but he's saying now he is getting back to his best because he was dropped from the team. And sometimes that's not the worst thing to happen for a player, you know. You just need that, a little take a step back before you can hit the ground running again.
Yeah, I think Brendan Rodgers is the type of manager that will drop you if you are performing poor. And I wouldn't be surprised if we don't see, at some point, Jamie Vardy being dropped.
Really? Vardy being dropped?
I know, he's a top goal scorer, top striker in the Premier League. We all love him to bits. He's a Leicester legend. But I wouldn't be surprised if Brendan Rodgers is the man to actually dare do it. Because sometimes the fans on social media do post these things that Vardy's bigger than the managers.
Do you think there's any truth to that? Do you think there's a little bit of life in that? Because we're saying that, you know, they've dropped Tielemans. Sometimes other players have been dropped. Vardy, yes, we know what he brings and what he's doing at his age. But if he's not scoring, strikers 5 on confidence, maybe he needs a game or two out as well from the lineup.
No, I think he's invincible, to be honest.
So you don't think he should be dropped?
There's Willie.
That's the problem.
But then if you're saying he's invincible, Lee...
Would you drop, I don't know, Aguero, for instance, if he was in this run of form?
But Pep Guardiola has dropped Aguero. He does bring him off. But Lee, you just said to me there, if we're talking the Vardy debate, you said, he shouldn't be dropped, but you also gave the argument of... Sometimes he gives the impression that he is bigger than the club. If he shouldn't be dropped, and the word you used, invincible, then that goes into the argument of he is bigger than the club.
Yeah, I think he is, to be honest with you. I do. I think there's been problems in the past in the dressing room with Vardy in charge. I'm not saying it's Vardy's fault. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that I think Vardy is a massive part of not just the team but the club. I think that the whole aspect of the club revolves around Jamie Vardy's striking abilities, and I don't think we're not in a position where we can replace him either. Honestly, I don't see how we are going to replace him anytime soon. That's the problem as well.
It's such an interesting debate, Lee. I know you never shy away from your opinions, certainly not on the Foxes, where we get you on this show.
And he's a great player, isn't he?
Yeah, he's a wonderful talent. You can't knock what he's doing week in, week out, you know, season after season, still at the top of those charts, even though he isn't scoring at the minute, Lee. But I know, like I said, you pull no punches when it comes to giving your opinion. VAR once again rearing its ugly head in the Premier League, not just in the Leicester game, Burnley and Bournemouth. And I know you feel a certain way about VAR, don't you?
I'm not going to swear on the radio, but we'll say it in a similar way. Fudge VAR. It's turning me off the game, mate. I don't know about you. It's starting to really put me down, even thinking about going. I can't cheer. Can't enjoy what's happening. The first thing the players do as well when they score is look at the refs, waiting for a decision to be made if it's going to go to VAR. Some things are looked at, some things you're not sure if they're looked at, and there's no communication for fans in the ground. The whole thing is an absolute mess. It's a shambles. It's broken. I could go on and on and on and on and on. Why was one handball given to them but one handball for us not given? You know, it don't make sense. You know which one I'm on about, the free kick with blocking it. And yet the other end of the pitch it was given, and it was exactly the same thing, more or less. We've seen offsides given.
What did you make of Jesus? Was it offside?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. You know, you see these given, like a shoelace practically. You know, someone plays shoelace is undone. Oh, it's offside. You know, and if you look back at the goal, it was shoelace sort of.
It all boils down to consistency, doesn't it, Lee, with VAR?
There's no consistency in VAR. There was no consistency in the reffing originally, which is why VAR was brought in. And now there's no consistency in that. And now no one knows the rules of football because they've just been turned on the head. The whole game it's not very appealing to some people now, including myself. I'm starting to fall out of football.
Yeah, I'm hearing this from a lot of fans on all the fan shows we're doing. People aren't happy with VAR, just no consistency. It needs to be worked on. It seemingly does work in Europe, though. The Premier League just can't put their finger and get it right for them, get it correct. Lee, I do want to quickly ask, though, it's another Friday night game. It is against Norwich, and no disrespect to Norwich, this is surely the perfect opportunity for Leicester and Brendan Rodgers to get back on track.
Yeah, we've got to, haven't we? We've got to get back on track. And the team at the very, very bottom, I think, did they beat Bournemouth at the weekend, though?
No, Burnley played Bournemouth. They beat them 3-0.
What was their last score? Was it 3-0 Wolves? They lost 3-0 to Wolves on the weekend.
They're really struggling.
They're on poor form. I think their last win was something like Bournemouth. That's why I've got it in my head.
Their last win was against Bournemouth,
which was about four, maybe five games ago. Their form's poor. Our form's poor. But both, you know, top and tail of the league. I can see a good win, actually, in need of a good win. Yeah. I know that. We definitely need a good win.
Both teams play good football. Leicester and the Foxes in need of a good win. But either way, Lee, even though it wasn't the win you hoped for on the weekend, you always bring it to the show. The passion was back and firing on all cylinders. Love that introduction as well. Lee, always good to speak to you. Lee Chappie on fire, as he always is. Our resident Foxes correspondent, as he even dubbed it himself. Well, there is still so much more to say on the Leicester City Fan Show, and you can still have your say tonight. Tweet us at Love Sport Radio, or call us 0208 7020 558. Love Sport.
Well, there you go. Thank you, Charlie, for letting me on the radio. Make sure you hit the subscribe button on the platform, because Charlie has. We're reaching 5,000 subscribers now on the channel, which is a massive feat for us. You can also hop over to leicesterfantv.com. We've got some more competitions to give away. We've got a pink shirt to give away. Go and visit leicesterfantv.com. We've got one more pink shirt to give away thanks to Pink Vehicle Leasing. So hop over right now at Leicester Fan TV. Socials, you know where to follow us. At Leicester Fan TV. You can follow me at Lee_Chappie. I shall see you all on the next one, guys. Norwich is up and coming. I'm going for a score prediction. I'm going to go. My heart says we're going to win at the week. It's Friday. We're going to win 3-1. I'm going to go for a 3-1 win. Finally getting a win. And hopefully a change of form going into the next few fixtures. Thank you for watching. Thank you for subscribing. If you are listening on SoundCloud or iTunes, make sure that you hit the subscribe on your appropriate platform. And stay 100% LCFC. I'll see you on the next one, guys. This podcast is brought to you by our